right. We've got a lot to get to. Some fights, some basketball, all kinds of things. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model. John Lee, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. We will take some phone calls on the HRNP listener line. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Kind of gloomy out there. Relax, because people are going to try to kill you on the road. They already tried to kill me, so let's have some fun. We'll get you home safely. Just watch out for those idiots.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, I had almost had a bad one, and it was not even in an area where you would worry about it. I don't know if you're how familiar you are with Leland over at 59, where it goes from two ways to one way.
Yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
And then Hamilton does the same thing, right? So you turn off of Leland onto Hamilton, and that's where they switch. Well, I'm in the far right-hand lane on Hamilton, and some dude comes flying around the corner and obviously thinks Hamilton is a one-way going the other way. And, I mean, fly right at me, like right in the same lane. I look at him. Bleeping dude is just staring at his phone. He's not even looking where he's going.
There's a lot of dumb people out there.
And I turn as fast as I can to go to the other side over there, and thank God there wasn't another car in the other lane. And I mean, I must have missed this guy by like 2 inches. And I look up and he's going the wrong way on the right-hand side of Hamilton, about 45 miles an hour, and never looks up. I mean, and if I hadn't been paying attention, head on.
Probably so.
Yeah. So don't do that, people. It's raining. Plus, that was the other thing. I started sliding all over the place. Be careful out there, guys.
I'm glad you didn't die.
I am too, because that would have sucked. I'm in a really good mood today. It's going to be a fun show. We got a huge NBA trade. You got your guy Derek Lewis, who not only won the fight but won the media war afterwards. So lots of good stuff to get to today, and yeah. So I'm ready to roll. What do you want to start with?
You tell me, man. I'm ready for everything. I got into a little bit of a Twitter discussion with Joel Blank. Joel Blank and I, we fundamentally disagree on the DeMarcus Cousins deal and okay. Whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing for the Kings.
I hope I disagree with you and
okay,
agree with Joel.
Which side are you on?
I think the Kings are idiots. I think that was a dumb trade. I can't believe that. I know that they wanted to get rid of him because he's all these problems, but you didn't get crap in return for him. You got garbage.
Well, unfortunately, we're on the same side of this debate.
Ah, damn it. Come on, man. I wanted to mix it up.
No, I hate to break it to you.
Can we get Joel in here and let him mix it up with both of us?
I think he just had his run at it. Okay. So we'll just take it from here.
It's always more fun when I disagree with you.
But they, for reasons unbeknownst to me, he thinks that this is a great thing. Mostly because, well, if you have him tell it, he'll say DeMarcus Cousins is a head case. They can't win with him. I believe they can't win with him because they have failed miserably to draft, develop, and keep players around him. And, you know, you can go back through the draft history of the Sacramento Kings. And you will note that it is an extremely sad case of, with the exception of DeMarcus Cousins.
Right.
If you go, let's just say you go back to 2010, which was the DeMarcus Cousins draft. They have selected probably two useful players other than DeMarcus Cousins. One of them was Hassan Whiteside, who went in the second round the same year DeMarcus went. Of course,
he's not there anymore.
He was in Sacramento for 2 years, and they sent him off to Miami.
Sure like to have him now, especially now that you've traded Cousins.
Yes. We're talking about he got assigned to the Kings D League, which, you know, maybe he needed some work. I get it. He played for a while, appeared in one game with the Kings during his rookie season. And then in July of 2012 was waived by the Kings. The Kings said, we don't think Hassan Whiteside's enough of a player to play for us. So they moved on from him. Okay. The one other player that's worth a damn that they've drafted was in 2011 in the second round after they threw away their first round pick. They drafted Bismack Biyombo, and they drafted Bismack Biyombo when Klay Thompson and Kawhi Leonard were both on the board. And then instead of, you know, figuring out if Biyombo could play, they traded him for Jimmer Fredette, not for Klay Thompson.
Hey, did you see what Jimmer Fredette did in China the other day?
I'm sure it was amazing.
73 points in a game.
I'm sure it was amazing. They didn't trade him for Klay Thompson. They didn't trade him for Kawhi Leonard. They traded him for Jimmer Fredette. Since then, it's been a run of Tyler Honeycutt. I forgot to tell you. The second round, they took Isaiah Thomas, who is now one of the best players in the league, right? He is, but he's not one of the best players in the league for the Sacramento Kings. That's because after three seasons in Sacramento, they decide, and by the way, the third season in which he averaged over 20 points per game and 6 assists. I mean, this guy, you got a point guard who's averaging 20 and 6. You're thinking, man, I might be onto something here, right? Isn't that what you would be thinking?
Theoretically.
Okay, well, that's not what they were thinking. They decided to... Oh, by the way, that 20-6, Isaiah Thomas joined Calvin Murphy, Dana Barros, Damon Stoudemire, and Michael Adams as the only players under 6 foot tall to average 20-6 during a season. It's pretty decent company.
Yeah, that's a good group.
So, what do? They trade him, and you might be saying, wow, what did they get for a guy who's putting up 20-6. I'll tell you, they got Alex Oriaki.
He's good.
And you might be saying, Alex Oriaki, he played at Connecticut for a while, and he went to Mizzou. He did. And you're probably thinking, I haven't heard much about him playing in the NBA. That's because he hasn't played in the NBA. He is in the... Lithuanian Basketball League, where
is that greater than or less than China?
I don't know. I honestly don't
asking.
Know. He's playing with Garzas de Plata. This is after a short run in the D League with the Sioux Falls Sky Force, but that's what they got in return for Isaiah Thomas, who is arguably the best value player they've ever drafted. I mean, if you go back through their history and look at the guys that they've drafted in the second round, I think you'd have a hard time finding one who's that good. So that's what they traded him for. And now they've traded literally the only good player on their team. They have one because they didn't want to keep Isaiah Thomas around to develop him with DeMarcus Cousins. So they trade him, and in return – they get Buddy Hield, who was a really great college scorer, but has not necessarily shown to be much in the NBA. They get Langston Galloway, who, I'll be honest, I didn't even know he was in the league. I didn't realize this. The last I remember him was playing for St. Joe's. I don't remember what happened to him since then, but here he is. Langston Galloway. Tyreke Evans, who they drafted and had no success with the year before they drafted DeMarcus Cousins, and the first and second round draft picks in 2017 of the Pelicans. That's what they got back. So, maybe I'm crazy, but I just don't feel like that group of guys, that group of nobodies who is basically bench fodder for most NBA teams, is going to get you back the production of arguably the best big in the NBA today. And I'm a big believer in, you know, talent trumps everything in pro sports. You can be a pain in the ass, but if when the clock starts ticking, you're out there performing, most teams will look past the pain in the ass thing and they'll get over it. They'll figure it out. They'll figure out a way to work with you. The Kings could not figure out a way to work with DeMarcus Cousins. And I really think DeMarcus Cousins, most of him being, you know, angst-filled and pissy and moany is because they couldn't put anything around him consistently to make this team competitive. DeMarcus Cousins has been a loser his entire time in the league, and it's by no fault of his because that dude's doing everything you've asked him to do. So maybe it's on the crappy ownership, the crappy front office, Vlade Divac, to figure something out. And I said last night, the Kings may be the worst run organization in sports.
Oh, yeah, they make the Browns look like the Patriots.
This would be, and I tweeted this last night, this would be like the Browns trading Joe Thomas for Danny Woodhead and a draft pick. That's what it would be. And it's foolishness. If you can't figure out a way to make the best big man in basketball useful, then that's probably not on him. It's probably on you. Specifically, when I go back through their draft history and it's a bunch of guys who aren't on the team anymore because they've washed out of the place or are general failures where they are. I mean, you're talking about Nick Stauskas, top 10 draft pick. Willie Cauley-Stein, top 10 draft pick. Ben McLemore, top 10 draft pick. Thomas Robinson, top 10 draft pick. You know, Marquez Chris, who they took eighth in the draft this year and then immediately traded him. He's actually, maybe that guy can play. I don't know, but they're never going to find out. I don't know what the Kings are doing. I don't know what the game plan is. It's sort of like, you know how Philly has been throwing bleep at the wall, just trying to make something stick? And it's like, boom, Joel Embiid looks like a player. This would be like Philly next year turning around and trading him for a bag of beans is what it would be.
Well, I disagree with a couple things there. I don't think talent trumps everything. I do think you have to take into account whether or not the guy is too much of a pain in the ass. Having said that, if you're the Kings and he's under contract through 2017-18, why make this deal? If you've decided he's too much of a pain in the ass to deal with,
that's the best you can get?
Exactly. To me, you ought to be able to do better than that. You should be able to get two or three real pieces that are going to help you rebuild your franchise. But the problem is, all that stuff you mentioned, those are the same guys making the trade. So why would you expect them to make a better deal? And I think they could have done much better. And I don't have a problem with moving the guy if you've decided that he's the real problem. But I think it's a combination of he's frustrated with them and they're frustrated with him. I get that. But get more. And I'll go back to the Rockets when they almost traded Olajuwon for like Kevin Willis and something else. And the owner stepped in at the last minute, met with Akeem. They worked it all out. But it was almost the same kind of thing. It was a panic deal. And why make that deal at that time? And then there's no reason for them to do this right now. You can't tell me you're not going to do better in a week. You're not going to do better in the offseason.
Here's my question. Is the fact that they've gone through six head coaches in the 7 years he's been there, is that on him?
Sounds like the Browns to me. Some of it may be. They may be trying to find the right guy.
And the off-court stuff that people will talk about, yelling at a reporter, which I don't care about that.
Yeah, bleep the reporters.
He didn't get along with George Karl, who, by the way, isn't there. Okay, what's the big deal? He's been I mean, he's been suspended for technical fouls, which, listen, if you're putting up the kind of numbers he is, I'm not going to cry if you get too many technical fouls and you have to miss a game, okay? I'll deal with that. And then the big thing recently was the Matt Barnes nightclub assault thing that it turns out, well, DeMarcus Cousins isn't even charged in that. So what's the big off-court thing that you can't overcome to work with the best center in the NBA?
Well, I think it's twofold. We'll come back to this because we're way over for break. But I've got a couple thoughts on that. Right now, I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific place, man. They change lives every day. They take in kids who've dropped out at other places and give them a second chance. And these are good kids who had to drop out for a variety of reasons. And they provide them with what they need to succeed. Sometimes that's glasses. Sometimes that's free bus passes so they can get to school. They work around them. And so many of them go on to graduate and do great things. And that's why more than ever, they need your donations. And by your donations, we're talking cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs. Doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in. Tractors. You got something sitting out there. You're going to fix it up. You were going to trade it in. You were going to sell it. And you just never got around to it. And now maybe it's gotten rusty and you can't get it started. Well, they'll come and tow it free of charge. They'll process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible, which that's going to look good when you need to turn in your taxes. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. They're going to give you a $50 Visa gift card just for being a Blitz listener. A lot of Blitzers have done this, and they all say the same thing. It was fast. It was easy. And that tax deduction's great, and they were extremely helpful. And it doesn't matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow it. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Who knew you'd be hated for being who you are? And be a big target for all the insecure.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back. Hey, get Cinco de Mayo started early with Mexican superstars Canelo Alvarez and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. They're going to be at Houston's Minute Maid Park Thursday, February 23rd. Doors open at noon. Canelo versus Chavez Jr. is May 6th. Tickets available at AXS.com. Hopefully we'll be heading out there for that.
I hope so. It's going to be a fun fight. Yeah, it's a cool event that they're coming here.
Yeah, yeah. So they'll be at Minute Maid and get a chance to see those guys. I bet you'll be a pretty good crowd for that. Just to follow up, and then we'll jump on some calls here because a bunch of people want to weigh in. I have no problem with – and here's where I kind of have to take a step back. I don't know what's happening in the locker room there. I don't know how much of a problem he's being there in addition to everything else. So I'm okay if they decide, hey, you know, we got to move on from this guy. What I'm not okay with is getting the package back you got for him. And again, am I going to trust this organization considering what we've seen? Probably not. And am I surprised that they didn't get much for him? No, because it's all twofold here. For one thing, you're a dumb organization. You're going to make a dumb trade.
Right.
B, all the stuff that's been coming out, well, I'm sure a lot of it's coming from the team. Well, guess what you did? You drove his value down. Congratulations. Well played. So, all right, let's try Brent on the HR&P listener line. What's up, Brent?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I'm a lifelong Kings fan, man, and I'm twofold. You know, one thing, we're not going to get any worse, man. I know DeMarcus is a great player, and unlike you, Fred, I think we should have got more. When I just saw the tagline on ESPN that said trade DeMarcus Cousins, I thought, oh, well, we got Antonio Davis or something. And that ain't what happened. We got Tyreek again and something else. I just really think we could have got more. But honestly, this is a trade that I've been waiting on all year. They can't get any worse, and they've been at that 30 wins, 28 wins for how many years now? And you just got to make a change. And DeMarcus has been there the entire time. And he's got to take a little bit of the blame along with the organization. But I think it was time to happen.
Who's the best player that's played with DeMarcus Cousins in the last 3 or 4 years?
Who's the best player?
Yeah.
Man, there is no second best player.
That's my point.
Below average guy.
It's Rudy Gay. It's Aaron Aflalo. This is what they're surrounding him with, and you wonder, wow, why can't we win more than 30 games? It's because you've got one good player, and his name's not LeBron James.
And he's not playing a position that
he can't dominate the game by himself.
No, and not
for not in today's NBA.
But I agree that hey, it's probably time to set the reset button. But if you're setting the reset button, aren't you getting players who you can build around? This is what you're building around?
This is it.
And no, you probably can't get much worse. I agree with that. But you damn sure didn't do anything that's going to make you better down the road.
This guy, and by the way, you can get worse. Because right now, they're ninth place in the West. They're a half game out of a playoff spot. Which, by the way, making the playoffs wouldn't have been helpful for this organization.
No, but they're not making it now.
Zero chance. Now, you lost the guy who leads your team in games played, minutes, points per game, rebounds per game, assists per game. He's second in steals per game, blocks per game, everything per game. He is the best player on this team. You just traded him for Buddy Hield. And, you know,
And you're so good at developing young players.
Oh, clearly. You've got a great reputation for that. Jong reminded me of the other thing that's happening here.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
This had totally slipped my mind until Jong said it. But I remember when they traded Nick Stauskas, who, by the way, was another miserable failure, and really got nothing in return, a couple of euros that, you know, aren't on the team. The Sixers have the right to trade picks with the Sacramento Kings this year. So let's say the Kings do tank. And they just fall. And by the way, it wouldn't shock me in the least if they tank from here, right? I mean, you can't expect them
to do much.
It's
kind of pointless for them to tank, though.
Going forward. But yeah, now, if your pick's worse than Philadelphia's, Philly can take that. And I would bet now Philadelphia's going to finish with a better record than the Kings. They're 2.5 games behind them now. I would bet Philly finishes with a better record than the Kings because Philly's got a better team now. You got nothing in return, and that's sort of the kick in the balls. As there had to have been better offers. I don't know. I think maybe it's partly because they wanted to put Boogie somewhere where they wouldn't see him again, where maybe he would feel like he lost out. Like sending him to New Orleans is like some kind of a punishment, but. I don't know. I think that there were probably better offers on the table, and this is what they took. And whatever, I don't know what those Pelicans picks will be. I'm guessing the Pelicans are probably going to make the playoffs now. The Pelicans have, you'd probably argue, the best front court in the NBA now, right?
Well, they got two of the best big men in basketball.
Boogie Cousins, Anthony Davis, Solomon Hill is your front court. I mean, that's pretty solid.
And you really don't lose anything with Evans. He hasn't been playing. He hasn't been healthy.
Nope.
And what's crazier is the Kings don't even have their 2019 pick. That went to Philly as well. Unprotected.
Yeah. I really believe they are the worst organization in sports, like the worst run. And it's kind of – and here's the other thing. You know, they play in a city where they can't get – free agents to come because it's Sacramento. No one wants to go play there. It's a small town. And you've got a guy that you can keep and you let him go. It just doesn't, you can't draft, you can't bring in free agents. The one guy you had, you let walk.
And that's why you got to get a better haul than that. That's the thing. You have to get a better haul than what you got.
All right. Let's talk to Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey guys. Good afternoon.
Howdy.
A little grim and dreary out there.
A little bit.
I'm telling you, friends, if you're letting that gloom and doom get into your carpet, I've got the one phone call solution for you. 281-DIRT-FREE. It's such an easy number to remember. DIRTFRE with one E. For some reason, if you dial the extra E, it don't ring. But 281-DIRT-FREE. Give us a shout. We'll come out to your home, and we will start in the very worst area. Friends, don't believe, I mean, 85% of our business is repeat referral. That's 8.5 jobs out of every 10 is repeat referral. Don't believe them. Don't believe what I say. Believe your eyes. Bausch and Lomb. Pick up the phone, dial 281-DIRT-FREE. If you got carpet, tile, leather, grout, drapes, upholstery, air ducts, wool rugs, let us come into your home with that gigantic $100,000 machine. We'll start the worst spot. If we cannot get it out, if we're even a little confused on the matter, here we're going to know right away. And then if you love what you see, we'll do three rooms for you, $100, $100 free speed dry, $100 worth of extra work for free. The first 20 callers, 281-DIRT-FREE, dirtfreecarpet.com on the web. You've seen it in your home, guys. I mean, it just is a remarkable system.
It is, and you always offer the best deals to our people. Aubrey, thank you, man. We'll hopefully we'll have some calls coming your way, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
I think I need help. I'm drowning in myself.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy,
bitches. 713-780-ESPN.
Okay, so here's some of the details. John, you were... you were saying that people are having confusions over this?
Because from what I'm reading, it says that if the if Philly or Sacramento's pick falls between 11 and 30, then the swap doesn't happen. But if it's a right. top 10 pick, then Philly and Sacramento can
That's
swap.
That's because if Sacramento's pick falls outside the top 10, the Bulls actually get their pick.
Okay.
So it has to be a top 10 pick. So the ideal situation for Sacramento is, or excuse me, for the Sixers would be for them to finish somewhere in that 4 to 10 range. And
but it's not top three protected, is it?
It is.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, it's top three protected. So the Kings, they want to get a little worse because they want to keep their pick from the Bulls because they'd like to switch picks with the Sixers because at least they get a pick then. The best case for Sacramento now is the Pelicans come in at fourth, their own pick comes in at fifth, and the Sixers finish top three, which is pretty unlikely. That's the best case scenario for them.
God, what a disaster.
That's runner, runner, runner right there.
I mean, that's what it would take.
Yeah.
But it's a total mess now. And, I mean, the worse they get now, which they're going to get worse, the more it benefits the Sixers. And the Sixers, oddly enough, are kind of, they're one of the teams most bummed out by this because they were hoping to trade Jahlil Okafor to the Pelicans to fill, you know, the Pelicans obviously wanted a big man. They were hoping that they would take Jahlil Okafor, and I'm guaranteeing they would have taken the same haul or less to get Jahlil Okafor. I think the Pelicans got the better player, obviously, but so they were a little bummed that they weren't able to move Okafor. But this works out for him.
Yeah, I don't think
this. You know, this is a nice consolation gift. I mean, what a mess! What a when the Sixers are laughing at you as an organization, you've hit rock bottom. That's what you've done.
This is what Sam Hinkie was planning all of along.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Somewhere he's sitting around going, "See,
I told you."
Lamonte may be the most talk Sacramento has received nationally since Lakers versus Kings, and guess what? It's the last time.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they ever come up on the show again. Josh says, is Rachel Phelps from Major League bought and running the Kings now? Is their next trade for some dead guy? Well, Tariq Evans has been pretty dead. And Nick says, if that's all it took to get Cousins, I'm pissed the Rockets didn't try harder. You know what this makes me angry about is every time somebody comes up with a ridiculous trade, you say, oh, why would the other team do that?
I saw tweets that are saying, even you can't do this trade in NBA 2K17.
So, yeah, I now we're going to get people calling and saying, oh, the Rockets should go and get LeBron James. Ugh. You watch. You know that's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. Let's squeeze in another call here on the HRMP listener line from Don. What's up, Don?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I wanted to get your take. So here's the thing. I think a lot of teams backed up because due to the fact that Vlade Divac came out and publicly said, okay, look, we're not going to move DeMarcus Cousins. And DeMarcus Cousins was like, okay, I want to stay in Sacramento, which is crazy because apparently – he accepted the fact that he was going to lose, so he saw the dollar signs at $200 million by saying that he wanted to stay in Sacramento because they don't have you shouldn't have confidence in that organization. So what I want to know is how many teams are actually kicking themselves saying that, look, on the end of my bench, I had some Starbucks coffee and some Sherry Berries that I could have shipped to you guys for DeMarcus Cousins. I think it's just a lot of teams may have backed up when Vlade Divac came out publicly and said that he wasn't going to trade DeMarcus Cousins.
Well, he did say that.
You guys take.
He did say that, but there was still rumors flying around. In fact, there was a rumor that he tried to trade Cousins to the Lakers, but was insistent on getting Brandon Ingram back in the deal. And, I mean, that one I at least kind of understand why the Lakers would say no, because Brandon Ingram, A, has a lot of upside, and B, there's no guarantee that DeMarcus is going to re-sign with the Lakers. Although it wouldn't surprise me if he'd want to be a Laker. That wouldn't shock me. But I see LA's hesitancy to give him up because if DeMarcus wants to be a Laker, he can do it at the end of next year anyway.
Right.
And they don't have to give up Brandon Ingram. But, I mean, there's got to be something in between giving up Brandon Ingram, who was, what, the number two pick in the draft, and giving up nothing. Which is basically what, and I guess Buddy Hield's a fine player. I mean, he's good for 8-9 points a game. Well, he's a decent 3-point shooter. But
there's some upside there, but I don't think he's ever.
He's not a guy you build your team around.
No, neither one of those guys are guys you build your team around. Chris said, we all thought the Knicks were the worst franchise this year, and the Kings said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
But I think the more interesting thing is what it does for the Pelicans. Because I will say this. I don't think, because of the position he plays and because of some of the issues, I don't think if Cousins is your best player, I don't think you're ever going to win anything. But if he's part of a group that's got some good players, and Anthony Davis is a damn good player, I'm kind of curious to see what happens now. I'm kind of curious to see what happens with the Pelicans. Does he make a huge difference? If you just look at their numbers, they've added an amazing amount of offense, but some of that's going to come away from – they're going to take a little bit away from each other. They've got to learn to play together, too. That's another thing.
It's interesting in a league where, you know, 1-2s and 3s rule the world. The Pelicans have the best 4 and 5, arguably, that you can put together. I'm curious to see how it works out. I think it'll be an interesting sort of – I don't want to call it like an experiment, but I guess that's kind of what it is.
Well, and let's be honest, the Pelicans have kind of been a very similar team. One great player and not very good the last 2 years.
Yeah, although I think with Drew Holiday, they have somebody that is starting to turn into a real player. And that's kind of what interests me. When you take Drew Holiday and you combine him with those two bigs, that's not a bad, you know, we talk about it takes three great players to get things going these days.
Right.
It might be too late in this season for it to get going for the Pelicans.
Yeah, there is going to be an adjustment period. I mean, there's no question.
But, I mean, if they have those three guys going into next season, I don't want to call them a Western Conference playoff contender because I think as long as what's going on in Golden State is going on, there really aren't any Western Conference contenders. But they're as good as anybody else.
Playoff contender, yes, I would think. I would think they'd be contending for the playoffs next year.
I think they'll contend for the playoffs this year. I think they'll make the playoffs this year with these guys.
I'll hold off on that prediction.
I mean, they're, a game and a half out right now?
Yeah. But, like I said, there's always an adjustment period. And when you kind of look at where they are, I mean, okay, so they'll be better than the Kings. We'll agree on that?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's not like the Nuggets are any great shake, but
the Nuggets and the Blazers are the team
that's who you've got to beat. But you know, it can also go backwards for a while at first too. That would not surprise me. But I think at some point they're going
to
be a pretty good
team. I'm
curious
to see, because the Rockets will see them. They'll get first crack at them out of the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And we've seen the Rockets struggle a little bit with good post players. Well, now they've got to figure out a way to stop two of them instead of just one.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think, obviously, if you're a Pelicans fan, you got to be pretty stoked.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've just been given a gift.
And, you know, I mean, again, I don't know if this is a permanent gift that the Pelicans just got. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep him beyond his contract. But, I mean, at least it makes your team interesting. I mean, as good as Anthony Davis was, it's you kind of knew what the ceiling was with him and Drew Holiday and basically nothing else. The good thing is you didn't have to give up Drew Holiday here.
I don't have time to watch the video, but Josh just sent this. The headline on it is Kings GM says team had better offers for Cousins.
How's
2 days earlier,
like running an organization?
Oh, well, yeah, I'd be curious why, if you had better offers, why this is what you took. Oh, well, it's a video.
Because he's a moron.
I'm sure there's an explanation. If somebody's watched a video, can let me know that on the text line. That would be cool.
Tom Haberstraw from ESPN tweeted, character matters, quotation, Rondo Gasler last year stayed on the team, signed Lawson after four arrests. Darren Collison suspended 8 games this year. But Boogie?
He's gone. He's the problem. He's the problem child. Character matters. Right.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Has it come to this? We're stuck in the weeds.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right. So, hey, what are you watching on television these days?
I'm watching Daredevil.
Okay.
I'm watching the Santa Clarita Diet.
Okay.
That's the two things I'm in the middle of kind of binge watching now. I mean, my other stuff is all stuff that I always watch. Oh, I'm watching, like, Walking Dead just started up. Mm. I haven't watched this week's episode yet. I'm watching that show Six about the SEALs.
Well, I started binging Sneaky Pete.
That's on my list to watch, too.
So far, I think I'm 5 episodes in. Like it, don't love it, but could see where I'd love it if it has that grab me by the cojones moment. Hasn't had that yet. And then
if it grabs you by the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, reaches out and actually physically grabs it. Then I'll go, yeah, okay.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Make it great again.
Yeah.
And then I binge-watched Jekyll, which...
I haven't heard of it.
It's like a 2008 BBC series. It's only 6 episodes. It's the same guy who wrote Sherlock, and it's a modern-day Jekyll and Hyde. Pretty damn good.
Okay.
Pretty damn good. Worth checking out. It's not like
how many episodes?
Six. 6 one-hour episodes.
I can do that.
Yeah. It's one of those that starts off really cool, and then about 4 and 5, I'm starting to think, or no, about 4, I'm thinking, eh, and then 5 and 6 are just incredible.
Okay.
So it's one of those that, if you stick with it.
Man, it's been easy to catch up on some shows because I haven't, during the NBA All-Star break, there's no, like, late-night basketball for me to watch.
Yeah.
And, like, college has had a couple slow nights mixed in here, so it's been a good TV weekend for me.
Yeah, that's why I mostly Saturday I watched. I went between those two, and then I finished them off yesterday, and then kind of they had hockey on all day yesterday, so I kind of watched some of those mostly to keep up with my fantasy team. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So let's talk about your buddy Derek Lewis.
Yeah.
Big win for him.
Huge. Did not look like it was going to go his way. Things were going awry. He got...
Well, I think the best part was him not wanting to bleep all over TV.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. Yeah, I mean, I think he got hit in the body, and that hurts, man. It's you get hit in one of the soft spots in your body, and it does some weird things to you. And it didn't look like he got hit in his liver, but I don't know if you've ever been hit in the liver, but if you have, it doesn't matter how strong you are. It doesn't matter how tough you are. Your body shuts down.
Yeah.
I think he got kicked like in the soft spot under his belly button, and I think it got him. And Travis Brown thought he saw an opening, and he did it multiple times, and he had Derek kind of panicking about it. And I mean, when you're covering up your body and letting your face stay uncovered, you know you're hurt. But he survived the round, and then in the second round, I think that Travis kind of thought that Derek was really hurt and he was just going to keep going after it, and he just kept doing the same thing over and over. And Derek finally eventually timed it and was able to counter and land a big shot on him. And Travis survived the initial onslaught, but man, once Derek hurts you, it's hard to get away because he just chases you around, and every time he punches you, it hurts. He's just a big, strong dude, and Travis couldn't hold up, and Mario Yamasaki decided to let him die in the cage, basically. Just didn't stop the fight. And good win for Derek. That's a top 10 guy he just beat.
Six in a row for him now.
Yep. I think he's probably – and he's going to take some time off. I think he's looking at the winner of Mark Hunt and Alistair Overeem. So that's going to be a massive fight for him. So I'm happy for the dude. He's very deserving of it.
You've been talking about him for years, since he first got started.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see him start to have a lot of success. And he's winning people over with his post-fight interviews and stuff, too. That's the kind of stuff that can make you a big star, especially if you keep winning. And I was happy to see him win. And even more happy to see how entertaining he was.
John, do you have his post-fight interview?
How badly were you hurt to the body in the first round?
I just got to do number two. That's all. It's not really hurting from the kick. I just got a boo-boo.
All right. Hey, you came out. You couldn't get inside in round one. What adjustments did you have to make coming into round two to land the knockout blow?
I just knew I had a bigger heart than him. You know, he called himself a man, but he liked to put his hands on women. So forget that guy. I got much, much more heart than he has, you know. What round they rise and find their set.
Oh, you gotta love it, man.
He did. The worst part was Brian Stann totally no-sold him. Like, it could have been really funny, but yeah. Brian Stann, like, every time he'd make a joke, he'd just kind of gloss over it. But yeah, he did a good job. Social media was loving him. I mean, he did good.
And almost every website that I go to look for stuff for had stories about that, which is good for him, man. That's great exposure. And yeah, he's doing it. He's doing it in the octagon too. He seems to get better and better, which I think you predicted about 5 years ago. Yeah. And you know, a little rough at the beginning of his career. He had a couple of tough losses, but what's he 9-2 in the UFC now?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's a solid record.
You don't win six straight fights in the heavyweight division. No, it just doesn't happen. Yeah. It's because that division is such a you get caught once and it's over. Kind of division, and for him to have six in a row is pretty impressive.
All right, hour number one in the books. Got a lot more to get to. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.